Thank goodness we are here. Thanks to this marriage, our granddaughter is joining the nobility, and our family with her.
Poor thing. Her mother is dead. There's no one left to protect her.
Or protect our heritage. This well-negotiated marriage contract gives us peace of mind. It is a comprehensive document of 9 long pages drawn up by the notary.
He writes very badly. You can't understand anything. It's good French for 1655, though. But it's all been checked, and our signatures authenticated. When you think that the fiancé does not even have money for clothes and to support his family, it's his parents who hold the purse strings. They say our granddaughter can either live with them without spending a penny or go and bury herself away in an old castle that has not been rebuilt since the Middle Ages. Of course, the parents say they have refurbished the old keep. In other words, 150 years of neglect.
Thanks to us, this son-in-law will finally be free. The negotiations were played like a game of cards, but we had all the trump cards against these penniless nobles. Even so, it would have taken a lot of discussions to get there, and also considerable financial arguments. £99,000, a huge amount, but a good investment.
It is true that the future groom is bringing this noble and wonderful title of count. His parents are giving him all the lands of the estate. He will only get them when they die, but it's something. In the meantime, they will have to pay everything for him. His father is also leaving him his post as Lieutenant of Burgundy. That's not bad either.
At the end of the day, what they don't know yet is that our granddaughter is a forceful woman and an excellent manager. She has taste, she will have our fortune, she will be able to develop the estate and transform this medieval ruin into a fashionable castle worthy of the royal court.